Welcome back, everybody, to Mnuyam Tips Daf Kuf Yud Chesam and Aleph 118a. We are on the very bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis. So the Mishnah told us Ketzad Naflat Leika. So how does it play out? But if a fire broke out, when? How many meals are you allowed to save? The Mishnah told us that if it happens on Friday night, then you could save 3 meals worth on Shabbos day, then 2 meals worth on Shal Shittas time, then 1 meal's worth. Then the other Shita in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, said that you can always save 3 meals. So comes the Gemara and analyze that whole part of the Mishnah. So Tana Rabban and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Barsam, Kama Sudos Chayev Adam Lecho B'Shabbos. So how many meals is a person obligated to have on Shabbos? A very fundamental question, something we interact with every single week. So the first Shita says Shalosh. You need 1 at night, 2 during the day, 3 meals total. That is our Shabbos. So Rav Chidka Omer, Rav Chidka says Arba, you need 4 meals, 1 at night, then 3 during the day. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echa Darshu. Both Rabbi Chidka and the Tana Kama learn it out from the same pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe Echlu Hayom Kishavas Hayom Lashem Hayom Lo Simatsu Basada." Because the pasuk, when talking about the man, says the word Hayom 3 times. So Rabbi Chidka Savar Hani Tlasa Hayom Uvar Meorta. So Rabbi Chidka says that these 3 mentions of Hayom are all mentioning the daytime, meaning aside from the night meal you need to have on Shabbos, there are 3 separate daytime meals that you need to have. That gives you 4. Rabbanan Savre Bahade Deorta. Rabbanan hold, no, these 3 words of Hayom are teaching even of the night meal, and that's how we get to 3 total meals that you need. Good. Now comes our Gemara and tries to show that the Mishnah is not necessarily going like Rav Chidka, that we really would hold only 3 meals. Tonight we learn in the Mishnah, Nafla Deleika B'Leila Shabbos, if a fire broke out on Shabbos Friday night, Atil Mazon Shlosh Sudos. So then you're allowed to save enough food for 3 meals. So my love, Delo Achar, we're not talking about a situation where you have not yet eaten your meal, and that's why it's 3 meals, because you have 3 total meals on Shabbos, so you can save all the Shabbos meals, and that's 3. So rather, no, Lo De Achal answers the Gemara. This is not necessarily proof, because we're talking about a case where you already ate your Friday night meal, and now you're allowed to take 3 more meals. Good. Now comes the Gemara and says the next part of our Mishnah. Shacharis Matil Mazon Shtei Sudos. That if the fire broke out in the morning, then you're allowed to save the food for 2 meals. So my lav de lo achar. We're not talking about a case where you have not yet ate any of the day meals. And we see again, 1 at night, 2 during the day, that's 3 total meals. Again, the Gemara refutes this and says, lo de achar. We're talking about a case where you already had enough for the second meal, and therefore that's why you're allowed to save food for 2 meals, because you had 2 out of the total 4. B'mincha Matil Mazon Sudo Achas. Now the last part of that part of the Mishnah, if the fire broke out by the afternoon, then you're allowed to only save food for 1 meal. My lav. We're not talking about a situation where you have not yet eaten the 3rd meal, and we see that there's 3 meals to Shabbos. So again, lo dachal, no, we're talking about a case where you already had your 3rd meal and you're just waiting on your 4th meal. Oh, but Gemara goes further and says, well, how many tani seifa? But look at the last part of the Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Yossi omer leo matzil mazon shlosh sudos. Rabbi Yossi says, no matter when it happens on Shabbos, when the fire breaks out, you're always allowed to save 3 meals worth. Mikal de tana kama shlosh sirlei. This seems to clearly imply that the Tana Kama also held that there are 3 total Shabbos meals. Elo mechaverta masnis and the lo Rabbi Chidka. Rather, it's clear that our Mishnah does not hold like Rabbi Chidka. Now, it doesn't mean that he's wrong. We seem not to paskin like that. It doesn't mean that he's necessarily wrong. It just means that our Mishnah does not go like him. Good. Now, once we've mentioned this idea that we have more meals on Shabbos than we do during the week, so this comes and now seems to fly in the face of a different Mishnah that we have, which comes up in Meseches Peah. So, v'hadit namba, there's a Mishnah in Peah says, Meshiyesh lo mazon shtei sudos lo yitam min atamchoi. So, anyone who has enough food for 2 meals should not be taking from the tamhoi, the communal food kitchen. Mazon arba asrego yito menakupa. And if you have enough for 14 meals, then he should not take from the tzedakah box, from the tzedakah meals. So mani, so who's the author of this Mishnah? Lo Rabbanan, lo Rabbi Chidka. This doesn't fit either Shita, Rabbanan or Rabbi Chidka, because e Rabbanan cham srei havion. Because if it's like the Rabbanan, so you're supposed to have 3 meals on Shabbos, so instead of 14 meals for the week, it's really 15 meals because you have an extra meal on Shabbos. And e Rabbi Chidka, shisrei havion. And if it's really Rabbi Chidka, then there's 4 meals on Shabbos, so that would be 2 extra meals, so it wouldn't be 14, it'd be 16. So either it'd be 15 or 16, but 14 is not an option according to any of them. So how would this Mishnah in Peah make any sense? So answers the Gemara, the Olam Rabbanan. Really, the Mishnah in Peah would go like the Rabbanan, who says that you need 15 meals. So what is it saying 14 for? So that which we are going to have on Motzei Shabbos, so instead of having a day and night meal on Motzei Shabbos, have that as your Shal Shittas, and that way it can fit. So you'd have 1 meal Friday night, 2 meals on Shabbos day, and the Shal Shittas would be your night meal. And that way, you're fulfilling the Rabbanan, but you're also only having 14 meals for the week, and that's the shiur that we would tell you not to take from the tzedakah food. Now comes the Gemara and asks, Lema Rabbanan hi v'lo Rabbi Chidka, is it really true that we can only say that this Mishnah follows the Rabbanan? Afilu tamei Rabbi Chidka, really, we could say that even according to Rabbi Chidka, this could work, because we could say to this person, that which you were planning to eat the night meal on Friday night, instead of having the night meal on Friday night, or 2 meals on Friday night, don't eat Friday morning, wait till Friday night, have the Shabbos night meal, and then you will then have 3 meals the next day to go and equal out to 14, but you're just reshifting and rearranging how it's going to look. That means that you're going to fast the entire Friday. This can't be true. It can't mean that he's saying to go and fast on Friday. Rather, what we would have to say is to explain the Mishnah in a different way, which is according to Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva says that if you're being supported by the community, then you don't have the liberty of having three separate meals on Shabbos. Three meals on Shabbos is a privilege. If you're not Zocha to be able to have that, okay, you can't have that. So that's how it could work according to Rabbi Chidka and the Rabbanan, that really, even whether it should be 15 or 16, that's irrelevant, because if someone's relying on the community, so you need to just have 14, do what you got to do in order to survive. So this mission is not necessarily a problem. Good. Now comes the Gemara and goes on and continues to try to fit in the Shita of Rabbi Chidka into other Mishnah. And now what about that which we learned in the first part of the Mishnah? That we don't give a poor man who travels from place to place anything less than a loaf of bread that costs a pundion when four sellas of flour cost a sella. So Lan, if he decides to stay overnight, we give him the stuff for staying overnight. We give him the proper stuff he would need to be able to stay overnight. And if he spends a Shabbos in the city, we give him the meals for three meals. This seems to clearly assume that we have three meals on Shabbos against Rabbi Chidka, who says we have four. So answer the Gemara, Liolam Rabbi Chidka. Really, the Mishnah could follow Rabbi Chidka. Going to Ika Suda Bahadei. Really, this person came to this new town. He's going to be staying for Shabbos. He had one meal on his own, but he didn't have the other three. So we give him three meals in addition to the one that he had, which is four. Darminan Lei. So we say to him, that meal which you have, you can go eat on Shabbos together with the three meals we're going to give you, and that way you're able to fulfill the four meals on Shabbos. So if that's true, then when he leaves on Sunday morning, he's going to leave empty-handed. If we're going to force him to eat his own meal, then he's going to leave the place empty-handed, and he's going to have nothing to go. So is that really what we do? So no, rather, we provide him with a meal to accompany him on Sunday, so we give him three meals for the Shabbos, we make him use his meal, and then we give him another meal for his travels. My Parnassus Lina, so what's this giving him the stuff for the night? It's giving him a bed and a pillow. Good, now comes the Gemara and goes into a bit of a different topic about our Shabbos. So if you have plates where you used to eat them on Friday night, you're allowed to wash them to go and eat from them in the morning. If you eat on them in the morning, you're allowed to wash them to use them in the afternoon. In the afternoon, you're allowed to wash them to be able to eat them mincha time for Shabbos. But from mincha time and onwards, you should not go and wash these plates because they're no longer going to be needed on Shabbos. That's just going to be achana. That's going to be a problem. But when it comes to cups and drinking ladles and pitchers, stuff like that, you're allowed to wash them the entire day, even after mincha, because there's no fixed time when it comes to drinking, so therefore there's no problem of hachana. But now the Gemara is going to go into a discussion about the reward that someone gets for eating three Shabbos. Something we should be careful about with Shabbos should so often we just forget it or it doesn't fit into our schedule. We got to make sure to put it in. Anyone who has three meals on Shabbos, they will be saved from three bad things. Number one is Mechevel Shel Mashiach, from the difficult times that come before Mashiach. Medina Shel Gehenim, and from the judgment of Gehenim, Lechamis Gogol Magog, and they're going to be saved from Gogol Magog. How do we know this? Mechevel Shel Mashiach, how do we know this? Ksiv Hacha Yom, because it says over here by Shabbos Meals Yom, Uksiv Hasim, and it says over there by the Mashiach difficulties that come right before Mashiach. So we see it's going to help you from them. How do we know that it helps you from the judgment of Gehenna? Because here by Shabbos meal it says day. Because when it talks by Gehenna, it says a day of anger that is that day. So we see that it's going to save you from that. And it also says yom yom by Gogol Magog and by the Shabbos meals. So we see again that it's going to be very helpful. We'll get more into this discussion of the different rewards we get for the Shabbos meals. But for us right now, this is Daf Kufi at Chesam and Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.